What's going on, everybody? Jess here from Old City Sports Network at Flyers Alley. Everybody here loves sports, like going to events. Need a ticket app? Make sure you guys use SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek from your app store on your Android or your iPhone. Make sure you guys select the game that you want and use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And don't be a schmuck. Go get a couple email addresses. Hit that thing up, dude. Do the right thing. SeatGeek is where it's at.
Going on, everybody. Jess here, Flyers Alley.
Back for some postseason updates, if you will. Been a while. We figured I'd come back, had some time here with my youngest over here watching some YouTube. Figure we rip some stuff in the studio real quick, or however long it takes. Been a very interesting couple of days. Everybody, hopefully you're watching. I do see that there are some people watching. That's in YouTube. Facebook decided the day that we were monetized that they wanted to pull the plug on us. So we're going to leave Facebook and we're going to go to YouTube because they pay more anyway. So Facebook, fuck you. Plain and simple. With that being said, make sure you guys go and like us. It is saying on Facebook, but you can't. What we're going to do now is we're going to take all of our reels and put them up on Facebook and such. We'll still get, we just can't go live for some reason. They said no. It's all greatness. And they said no. So make sure you guys go like us and add yourself to our group pages on Facebook.com/Flyers Alley on Twitter. Yes, Twitter. We're not calling it X at Flyers Alley Pod 1 on Instagram at Flyers Alley and YouTube right here where you're probably watching it at Old City Sports Network. And make sure you guys head over to www.oldcitysports.com for your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast articles and merch. Use promo code Philly for 15% off site-wide. So we have tons of merch up there right now, tons of new shows. We were able to snag two new shows. I'll go over them now. And make sure you check out all the other shows on the network. The Living Room Show, Quit Chasing, Check the Net, Grub and Pub, Second and 15, Paranorama, Unsportsmanlike Conduct, Center Ice, Birds, Beers, and Bullshit, and Ducks and Pucks. And make sure you guys go, and if you have something to say on here right now, make sure you guys dial 302-367-7276 and let me know what you're thinking. And the lines are open. So if you have something to say, you have something that you're itching to say about the season that just happened. Here we go. Hey, you guys. Okay. Well, guy. Yeah, it's me. It's me, Wade. I appreciate it. Coming through there. But so we're going to go over some things that have happened. Obviously, the Flyers did not make it into the postseason. But, you know, at the beginning of the season, no one thought they were going to anyway. So with that being said, we're going to roll directly into the Alley Talk segment. That's right. I'll pull my fucking weight. Right. So Alley Talk is brought to you by Old City. With that being said, we're not going to get into why we're not selling pig anymore because that's just dirty, and we're not going to do that. Corey chimes in, stud. I appreciate that, fella. And second and 15, let's go, Jay. I appreciate it. That's our guy, our new Eagles show. We do have an Eagles, two Eagles shows, and a Philly show, a Flyers show, all kinds of stuff. So go check that out at www.oldcitysports.com. With that being said, we're going to dive right into some of these segments here. And the first one is, I want to talk about is this, the Farabee trade rumors. So out of all of the rumors that I've been hearing, and for you, for those of you that are not familiar and maybe first time listeners and watchers of Flyers Alley, I am Jesse Bell. I am credentialed media for the Philadelphia Flyers. You don't see me because I'm not just going to do stuff all the time and put out articles that don't mean anything. If you've noticed, if you do pay attention to social media a lot, this year has been literally the worst for rumors. And for all the craziness that literally is probably never going to happen with the Flyers organization this year. There have been so many crazy rumors and crazy things that have been said. They're just not true. So how it happens is we will get an email if something is going to happen, and we will spread it out any way we can.
Get upstairs. Get upstairs. You're not coming down. Get out of here.
Because he'll eat you. So, yeah, we're pretty linked in, I would say. Unlike those fucks over at EOP that don't have credentials, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And, yes, we will take your turf. Stop stepping on our turf because we will take yours. I know you're watching there, Pat Bernard. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, it's just too much. But anyway, back off on track, even though we just got off track a little bit. Farabee is probably, in my opinion, going to be dealt. He just hasn't been solidifying into the person that we all thought he was going to. He had that really bad back injury. He did take a season to kind of like get his bearings back, but he also hasn't really clung on to what everybody thought that. Oh, thanks, buddy. Okay. I don't know. It's popcorn. Farabee just hasn't been the guy that he used to be ever since the surgery. It happens. You can't blame the guy. These surgeries, these young players, they're not going to bounce back in a season two, three, maybe even four. I do think that other teams in the NHL are going to think that they're going to be the ones to turn him into something that they think they could turn him into the high goal scorer, the all-star and such. Joel Farabee's a great player. Unfortunately, I think that he's falling along the wayside when it comes to what the Flyers culture has become. Torts has his ideas. Danny B, Torts and Jonesy are kind of, you know, they're kind of doing the deed here. If you're not happy with what they've been doing and the culture they've been building, I understand. Usually I would say that you're crazy, but I understand a lot of Flyers fans are fed up and they want their team to be, you know, the team that we all want them to be. Unfortunately, it's taken this long to get these three in there. You got to remember John LeClair's in there as well. Patrick Sharp. There's a lot of prestigious names that are behind the wheel at this point. And hopefully for us newer age Flyers fans, the old guard like the Bobby Clarks and them are out of the scene, and hopefully that stays. So the Farabee trade rumors, I would definitely keep them as rumors because I do think that he may be one of them to go. And later on I will get into other needed offseason moves.
Be careful, Kev. Be careful, buddy.
But the next one is that I wanted to talk about is the TK trade rumors. This is ridiculous. Travis Konecny is not going anywhere.
Okay.
Travis Konecny is not going anywhere. He is exactly what the team is leading towards. He's basically the heart of the team at this point. He's a pest. He could score. He's a voice in the locker room. If you're hearing and you're seeing Flyers Nation or you're seeing Flyers Talk or Flyers, what is it? Flyers Insider. It's absolute shit. There's no validity behind any of that. And if you actually paid attention to the season, you would know that Travis Konecny's not going anywhere. They would never move him. There's just nothing. There's nothing there. I do think that a lot of people are taking advantage of what Danny B had said about their, you know, everyone don't answer the phone on anyone. That doesn't mean that they're going to trade everybody. The Carter Hart situation is something that, you know, obviously a couple people, thousands of fans, wanted him gone. You know, Urson was playing good and they wanted to give him the one. And obviously what happened with him happened. But I think people need to really pay attention to what's going on here. When Danny B says that they'll answer the phone, that means they'll answer the phone. He's very respected. So I don't think that he would do something like get rid of Travis Konecny right now. That would be absolutely fucking crazy. I got some messages here. Corey Welk, my co-host, says no shot on TK, and there really isn't. There's no validity there. I wish Kurt was around. Kurt would, and Wade, both of you on Travis Konecny. Mark Alred, thoughts on the Flyers goaltending moving forward? Seems like that's been such an unlucky position. Wonder if Philly would be interested in the Bruins. Olmark. So yeah, I mean, Olmark's an amazing goalie. They've had. If not the best, one of the best. Oh, cool. Thanks, dude. Goalie tandems this season. Actually, if you go on to oldcity.com, you look at our article section, I had a article about Olmark being my dark horse goalie that the Flyers should have gotten. I actually wanted him to get Jonathan Bernier, but thank God we dodged that bullet because he got hurt and hasn't come back really yet. But, yeah, I think they're good with Urson and Fedotov. We'll see. I do think that someone is going to be battling with Kolesov maybe mid-season next season for a position with the big team. But yeah, I think we're in a good position. I think people need to really lay off and kind of give Fedotov some time to get his bearings here. These guys, you know, they need some time. And it just doesn't seem like the fan base is giving Fedotov his due diligence. He's a good goalie. He did have a bad offseason. But if you were detained by the Russian military, I think you'd have a bad offseason the year you came back too, right? But Mark, thanks for coming in. Thanks for chiming in there, brother. But yeah, TK, I'm gonna wrap that up with absolute. There's just no validity to it. And you really have to watch what happens here with the fan base and the every single outlet has shit. I mean, if you look at every outlet there is, you're not going to see ours putting out. I refuse to put out articles about nothing. People are writing articles about, you know, Carter Hart still. Like, there's nothing going on with Carter Hart right now. You know, it's just you got to relax. Everybody's got to relax. Crossing Broad, they're good because they moved on to the other Philadelphia teams. They did the deed. It's just, you got to chill out. And we'll get right into the 2024-2025 goalie tandem as of now. And it is, number one is Urson, Sam Urson, who had a really good year. Everybody has to remember that this was Urson's rookie season. So, you know, all things, you know, given. What's up, buddy? You can't do that right now because I'm live. Uno momento. Sorry. Sorry about that, everybody. When when the girls gotta go, girls gotta go. Dad mode. Dadalorian. So we got some see. Corey says clickbait. He's right. Corey's been here since the beginning of the season. It's been rough. It's been rough, brother. Mark also chimes in. We follow each other on Twitter. Good hockey talk. And I just subscribed. Thanks so much, brother. And Corey says, appreciate the support and follow Mark. So get my breath here running up and down the stairs. A little out of shape.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. As of right now, I say they're good. Like I said, you got to remember that this is Ersson's rookie season. Fedotov's going to have some rough games. I think it's going to take a season for him to get initiated and activate himself a little bit. But you got to remember that Kolesov is down there too in the AHL ripping it up. I think it's the first time in a long time that we haven't had a goalie issue. We have a lot of goalies going on right now. But you do have to be realistic with it. When there's not Ersson, when there's not Fedotov, and when there's not Kolesov, there's nothing. Sandstrom is not an NHL goalie. He may not even be an AHL goalie. If it were me and I was an owner of something, I would legitimately send him to the ECHL. I'm a firm believer in you have to play the cards that you were dealt. And unfortunately, this is what he should be dealt. I mean, it is what it is. I'm sorry, but he just has never done it for me. So with that being said, I do have one more thing to talk about, and it would be the other needed offseason moves. So everybody in the crowd, I know that you all are suffering from the Flyers syndrome not getting into the playoffs, but you do have to realize that they had a fucking awesome season. There were some battles in Flyers Alley between Wade and Corey before we got Kurt. Talking about my boy Garnet Hathaway, ended up being an absolute stud this year. I think that's someone that you got to keep around. You got to keep around. Let's see. DeLaurier, you're going to have to keep around. I think we didn't really utilize him as much as we should. That old school mentality is still here in Philadelphia. You got to use it as much as you possibly can. If you send out DeLaurier, you have Hathaway on the ice. You do have Nick Seeler. If you have these guys and you have these people, you know, it makes sense. You clear the ice, you police the ice, the guys can play. People that are nervous about getting hit, these kids that are coming up nowadays are soft. That's all there is to it. It's not cancel culture. It's not boomer mentality. It's just kids are soft as shit nowadays. So you got to protect them. And you got guys on this team that will protect them. Nick Seeler will drop the gloves with anybody. DeLaurier will drop the gloves with Rempe's dumbass. I mean, Hathaway will do it. So you got to do what you got to do here. Keep those guys. Now, what we're talking about is other offseason moves that are needed. Atkinson has to go. Cam Atkinson absolutely has to go. He's been on the milk carton all season. Corey can chime in as well. I mean, the guy gets a foot away from the net with his head down. He's charging the net and then all of a sudden slap shots for no reason. I think everybody was excited about the Cam Atkinson idea. He's a great guy inside the locker room, out in the community. He was amazing in Columbus. But unfortunately, that's not where it matters. You can't win the Stanley Cup out in the community. Cam Atkinson has to go. Corey did actually bring up Peterson ain't the answer either. Unfortunately, we definitely have to get rid of him. We paid too much for him. An AHL goalie that makes $5 million a year is fucking atrocious. You got to move this guy somehow. I think Lawton is also another one with Farabee. I think we need to move on from them. Let's get some. Mark chimes in again. You're welcome for Hathaway. Tough to see him walk from for free agency from Boston. Corey says who? And the game has passed him, unfortunately. And the crazy thing is about that. And yeah, thank you very much, Mark, for Hathaway. I fucking absolutely love Hathaway. I've loved them since day one when the media, the horrible media, had that hot mic. I don't know if everyone remembers that, but I still have the audio. So if anybody wants me to post that, I 100% will. I do think that Corey is right about the game has passed. Atkinson. He just can't keep up. Unfortunately, he's a prime example of a veteran player that just can't keep up with the new kids. The game is so fast right now. You're going to see a lot of guys that everybody loves, that franchises hate to get rid of, fall into this category. Cam Atkinson is definitely one of them. Really nice guy. When he got on the team, I welcomed him onto the team from Twitter, and he literally will engage with you. So very few players will do that. I guarantee if I email the PR right now and ask for an interview with him, I'd probably get it because he's such a down-to-earth guy. But like I had said, unfortunately, that doesn't get you into the playoffs. But I do think you're going to run into other teams, like I said with Joel Farabee, that think that they're going to turn Cam Atkinson and squeeze out a little bit of that juice that he has left, maybe a little gas in the tank, and maybe he needs another change of scenery. Or maybe he just goes back to Columbus to die there with his career with Johnny Gaudreau. Who knows what's gonna happen? I would put more chips into that he's gonna go back to Columbus and somehow. You will run into the articles he's going back to Columbus for Gaudreau. Do you really want Gaudreau to come here? I mean, he's done nothing up there. He does have a shit team. The best thing that happened to the Columbus Blue Jackets this season was that Yarmo finally got taken out. I mean, it's just, you know, there's nothing good in Columbus. There's Kirk chimes in, buy out Peterson, trade Atkinson for a bag of pucks. Exactly. I do think, Kurt, correct me if I'm wrong, I do think that Farabee and Lawton may be on their way out too. I'm a big fan of what Frost has done this season, so I don't want to lump him into there, but if we get halfway through the season and the trade deadline's coming up to us and we get some calls on Farabee, I say we take it. You got to take it at that point. I mean, Frost, sorry, not Farabee. If you get some calls on Frost, I think you can get some good stuff for Frost. He has such good shines in the pan and flashes in the pan. I would kick the tires on a deal for Frost if we get towards the trade deadline and we're getting some calls and he hasn't solidified with us. I would definitely be into that. But with that being said, we're going to move on to a gritty look ahead, and we got some news for things that are coming up. All right, so Wade says he'd keep Lawton. Well, Lawton just literally is another example of what I was saying about Atkinson, about moving on from some players that I know that the franchise and the fan base doesn't want to get rid of. But he would be the last one that I would say let's get rid of. The other two are the ones that I think need to go. But yeah, so anyway, Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon Jerky. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky. And mind you, any orders over $50 get you free shipping. It's the best. If you go to, I think it was Instagram, there was a video of some guy in Philadelphia doing some crazy stuff, and in his back pocket was a bag of Righteous Felon Jerky. It was absolutely amazing. I tagged him and everything. They're the best in the jerky game. They are. I mean, unless you're shopping at Aldi and then they're Sims. But, like, you know, let's drop an email to Righteous Fellow and tell them to get an Aldi. Brandon Paul chimes in. What's up, man? Hey, brother. It's been a long time. Let's get that beautiful fucking picture up on that YouTube. Because guess what? We're staying here because we're getting a good turnout here on YouTube. Wade also chimes in. He plays the way towards coaches, kills PP. Yeah, he didn't impress me this year, so I'm sorry. But so some of the news that we have going on here, this is something that may be happening. We may be doing the 2024 NHL draft live at the Gridiron in Aston, PA. There is a question mark there because it hasn't been absolutely guaranteed yet, but we are going to make the deal. I'm friends with Dan that owns the place. Corey's friends with Dan that owns the place. We're making some moves here. Delco Live, kick fucking rocks and stay off my turf, like I said. We've been pretty nice here the past couple years in Old City Sports Network, and that got us taken advantage of, so we're not doing that anymore. And Wade, yeah, you can also with Delco Live, go fuck yourself. But yeah, we're going to be doing some big stuff. We're going to if that does happen, we will be making an event page on Facebook. We will have that. Make sure you guys RSVP. We will be having raffle items. I do have one of those cool flyers, wooden plaques that we raffled off at Sterling Pig a couple months ago. I do have a Danny Briere signed stick that I'll be raffling off. I have a couple jerseys that I'll be raffling off as well. A Couturier jersey, a couple other ones. So keep an eye out for that. That's where when you guys go and like our Flyers Alley like page on Facebook, you follow us on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, on Instagram at Flyers Alley, and make sure you follow me at Jesse from Delco and go to my Facebook and add me. You'll see all the updates there. And you'll see the event pop up when that happens. So with that being said, that's what we got. I'm going to move on to the next segment. All right. So Weekly Picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to the app store. It does say go to www, but some people don't have phones and they're in Stone Age. Go to your app store, Google, make sure you know what you're doing there. Download the app. Make sure if you guys are going to the Wells Fargo Center that you download the Ticketmaster app too, because the Wells Fargo Center doesn't do third-party deals. So you download this app, pick what game you want, put in promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, and save $20 on your game. If you're going out to Lehigh and you do this, you're literally getting a game for almost like $5. I believe Corey and a couple other people from a couple other networks did this, and they paid like $5 for Lehigh Valley tickets. Reading Royals are probably going to be even cheaper. No offense, Royals. But yeah, make sure you guys use this, and don't be an idiot. Go get like 5 different emails and rock this bad boy. Do it right. SeatGeek, $20 off. Old City Sports Network promo code. Yeah, so this segment is just going to be about the NHL, Stanley Cup playoffs. Sorry, a little tired. Make sure you guys go check that out and root for our boy over there. You're either going to root for the Canucks or you're going to root for the Florida Panthers. Got Brenda Moore down in Carolina, too. You got to root for them. Make sure you guys go. There's a lot of fucking ex-Flyers in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. Unfortunately, our boy Pasternak, I know he's in a Flyer, but love seeing Pasternak and Kachuk go at it. I feel like he got pumped, but love that fire. You also have Peter Laviolette coaching the Rangers, so there's a lot of former Flyers engaged in the playoffs right now. Also, talked to our boy Berube the other day. Just saying, we're gonna try to get. Before he decides he's going to take off to fucking Toronto, we're going to try to get him to come out to Gridiron. I'm already talking to Bialowis. We're going to get Bialowis to come out to Gridiron if we make that deal happen. So make sure you guys check all that stuff out. And, yeah, we're going to move on to Moron of the Week.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, so usually we do Moron of the Week brought to you by Sterling Pig, but we're not doing that anymore. You better be careful, LeBeau. Don't fall down, buddy. But now it's brought to you by the great and knowledgeable Flyers fans. Yeah, you guys are really starting to knock this shit out of the fucking park here. I'm starting to see some really, really bad rumors. I feel like getting off of Facebook is probably a blessing in disguise at this point. Every single day, every episode, you guys were giving us content. Flyers Talk is literally a shit show. I love the admins over there. I was admin for like a month and couldn't handle it because I was personally erasing shit because some of the stuff that comes out of people's mouths over there. I understand you get like freedom of speech and social media, but come on. Y'all need like a license to fucking breathe at this point. You really need to check up on the rules of the game, the reason why people do stuff. We're still hearing about Torts pulling the goalie in that one game a couple months ago. You got to relax. And if I see one more fucking post about the 2010 fucking Stanley Cup, come on. Come on, guys. We got to get past it. We got a really good a really good team here. And everybody said and told me I was wrong that they weren't going to do good this year. Yeah, they ran out of steam towards the end of the year. But you guys got to figure it the fuck out. You either hate the team and you got to move on to a second team, or you got to buckle down and just take the punches like we all do. Too much. And with that being said, we're going to move on to Beauty of the Week, and it's going to be turned into Beauty of the Year. We love that kind of music over here at Old State Sports Network. I just want to let y'all know. Right, so Beauty, we usually do Beauty of the Week every week. We're going to do Beauty of the Year. So all you 86 people, mind you, that is definitely a good turnout here, myself. All you people listen. Are you podcasting, buddy? Good job, dude. All you people listen, pick three players that you think were the best, your favorite three players that had an amazing season this year. Wade, I know you're listening. Corey, I know you're listening. Kurt, I know you're listening. Unfortunately, our buddy Greg Montour is not listening right now. He's probably goalieing somewhere. But everybody, give me your 3, 2, 1. Maybe it doesn't matter. It can be anybody. Let me know who your favorite players were this year who actually made an effort. I'll go first. Waste a little time so you guys can get your comments in here. Number one, we'll go backwards. Number three is Nick Seeler for me. Nick Seeler, people wanted to get rid of him. I actually had an article, Seeler the Dealer, a while ago, first year when we were credentialed, when we became credentialed. Love Nick Seeler. Love everything he does. Give that fucking guy the C. If you're going to put the captain on somebody, it can't be Couturier. Couturier, you got to take the C off of him. You got to get that the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. You got to give it to Seeler. If you don't give it to Seeler, you got to give it to TK. The other guy, my number two is Travis Konecny. You want to talk about a guy that's going to come in when he's not in the, the lineup, it shows. When he was hurt for that little stint, it showed completely. This one guy affects the entire lineup so extravagantly.
What's up, boy?
Stop. I'll get you. So extravagantly, you know, it's if you have a player like that, that's affecting your locker room, affecting your lines, affecting everything possible on the game, in the game, you got to give him the C. So TK, it definitely goes Nick Seeler. I'd give him the C. Then you give TK, I'd give him the C. My number one is going to be very interesting, and it's Cam York. Cam York. I won't mention the guy's name. He was very high on Cam York, followed him through juniors, did everything. But when he got the California kid, when he got drafted, everything. The guy's not with the network anymore and is kind of a weirdo, so we're not going to name him Frankie James. Yes, very high on the kid. Brought it to my attention. And Kurt this year brought it to my attention again that he's not a schlub. So Cam York, you got to keep a spotlight on that guy. He's definitely going to be turning heads. So we got some people in here. Wade says Torts number one, I guess. Big Dick Nick DeLaurier number two, and Philly management number three. I'm on board for that. Kurt says TK, Cam York, and Tyson Forrester. I'll give Tyson Forrester his due diligence next year. He's definitely looking for it. One TK for Brandon Paulus, two was Seeler, and three was Hathaway. Yeah, we had the same guys. Well, not the same guys, but I will say this, an honorable mention that I expected to be on this list at the beginning of the season that definitely fizzled out was Noah Cates. Noah Cates definitely fizzled out. Hopefully we see him get to his next level of his game. And I know everybody was excited about him when he first came through. Now it's kind of, he's kind of fallen on the wayside. I have a special spot in my heart for Noah Cates. So hopefully, you know, that works out and he gets to be where he's at. But yeah, let's move on to the next segment, and that is Dust Up. All right, so Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OLDSPORTS in all caps for 15% off your beard oils, soaps, shaving oils, car air fresheners, hats, and so much more. I got a hat on right here. They're very nice. There's another. I got some flags back here in the studio. They're American made and always will be. We support our armed forces and Old City Sports Network. Bud over there is the absolute man. One of the only sponsors that I've ever met that called me and wanted to talk instead of texting and emailing. Awesome guy. There, if you talk to anybody in Old City Sports Network, you can talk to my parents. You can talk to anybody that messes with us. They will vouch for Warlord Beard Oil. It is the absolute best. Do not pull on that. So this is usually when we do our fighting. There are no fights. Flyers are playing. I will say this. I love the fact that Pastrnak, when asked the coach for the okay to go fight Tkachuk, ended up on his ass, but love that type of shit. With that being said, final thought, we're going to rip this. I do have to play dad here and be
right, Bo?
Yeah. We're going to rip it and clean the house for mom. So when she comes back from gymnastics with the other one, the house is clean and dad gets the okay. So final thought here, everybody, you really have to buckle down. Start looking into the draft, the top prospects for the draft this year. The Flyers are at a good spot. I am going to predict, just like I feel like everybody else at Flyers, Alec did say, they're going to move up. I'd be shocked if they didn't move up to, I think we agreed on three. I'm going to say three. I'll lead the ship. I think we were talking about three. I'm going to say to three. It's a deep draft class again. I forget the guy's name. I posted it on our socials. That's at 12. I'd be okay with even him. But with that being said, everybody, we will keep everyone updated to keep everyone in the loop of if we're going to be live at Gridiron and Aston, PA for the draft. And with that being said, we will see you guys then. Regardless, we're going live. If we're in studio or we're somewhere, we're going to be doing it somewhere. So make sure you guys pay attention to our socials, and we will see you here. And it is official that we're just going to be going live on Twitter and YouTube from now on. So with that being said, make sure you guys go and check us out and like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube at Flyers Alley, everywhere you can see it. Twitter is Flyers Alley Pod 1. And make sure you guys subscribe to Old City Sports Network's YouTube. Make sure you go to www.oldcitysports.com for your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast, articles, and merch. Use code promo code. It is actually Old City in all caps, not Philly, for 15% off site-wide. And make sure you guys do go to your whatever podcast app you use, Spotify, Google Pods, whatever it is, iTunes, whatever the hell it all is. And make sure you guys check out The Living Room Show, Quit Chasing, Check the Net, Grub and Pub, 2nd and 15, Paranorama, Unsportsmanlike Conduct, Center Ice, Birds, Beers, and Bullshit. And Ducks and Pucks is still with us over there in California, taking the blows over there from the media. That's an absolute fucking shit show over there. We do have one last comment. Colin finally checks in. Jesse, my brother, I love that you came in, buddy, but you're a little late. We will see you guys in June. And with that being said, Flyers Alley out.
Hey, everybody. Also want to come on here and tell you guys about our beard sponsor and Warlord Beard Oil. Make sure you guys go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off your beard oil orders. And make sure any orders over $65 gets you free shipping. Make sure you head on over to www.warlordbeardoil.com. We all use it in Old City Sports Network. Anybody that has a beard is going to love it. Make sure you guys go use the promo code. Later.